This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A youth and family center in Oregon is keeping an eye on Native American priorities in the state legislature. The short session kicked off last week as Governor Kate Brown delivered her last State of the State address. Eric Tigetoff has more.
Brown gave her final address as Oregon governor virtually this year. She outlined a host of priorities, including a $400 million proposal to address affordable housing. The focus on housing and homelessness aligns with the center's goals. William Miller is head of the NEA Action Fund.
Continued investment in communities that are most impacted is really the most important thing. With COVID and all the issues we've experienced with that, our communities are continuing to struggle. And our youth are struggling, right, in terms of our education and being out of the classroom for so long because of COVID.
In education, the NEA Action Fund is supporting money to provide professional learning opportunities to educators on ethnic studies standards and funding for the Department of Early Learning and Care. In her speech, Brown proposed a $100 million investment in child care. Brown also touted her work advocating for tribal nations in Oregon. Miller says the Legislative Commission on Indian Services has good relationships with tribal partners.
I know Governor Brown has worked to do that as well, and so I think it'll also be really important for whoever the next governor becomes to continue that same relationship building and fostering that relationship with our tribal partners.
Brown says addressing racial disparities in housing and the workforce will be key for her remaining time in office. The NEA Action Fund is supporting a measure from the governor that would expand access to culturally relevant preschool. The organization also hopes lawmakers approve a bill to declare racism a public health crisis, which would create two mobile health units. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
A Native artist has been charged with a crime involving a minor in Pawnee, Oklahoma. Indians.com reports Walter Echohawk Jr., known as Bunky, an internationally known visual artist, is facing one felony of lewd acts with a child under 16. He was arrested, booked, and made an initial court appearance in January. Public knowledge of his case started being widely circulated across social media over the weekend after his mugshot was posted in an Oklahoma publication featuring mugshots and criminal stories. A hearing involving the matter is set for March 15th. His artwork and murals are well known and featured across Indian country. A high school teacher in Riverside, California, who was videotaped wearing a fake headdress and mocking Native Americans, has been fired. A cell phone video went viral in October showing the math teacher dancing, chanting, and wearing a headdress while teaching a class at John W. North High School. The Press Enterprise reports the Riverside School Board voted last week 4-1 for her dismissal. Members of the Native community, tribal organizations, and a Native American state lawmaker immediately called on the school district to take action. Assemblymember James Ramos met with the Riverside Unified School District in November and says the district is working on curriculum and policy for Native American education and is moving to create a local task force with tribes. The school district will reportedly soon announce its diversity plans. The Bureau of Indian Education is distributing more than 1 million masks to schools. The BIE announced Friday 600,000 surgical masks will go to K-12 students at all its 183 BIE-funded schools. 600,000 N95 masks will go to staff and adult students, including at Haskell Indian Nations University in Kansas and the Southwestern Indian Polytechnic Institute in New Mexico. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
There are now booster recommendations for all three available COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, and you may choose which booster shot you receive. More info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus, who support this show. Support by VisionMaker Media, currently seeking documentary film proposals for public media television broadcasting that represent the cultures, experiences, and perspectives of Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Deadline for submission is Friday, February 11th at visionmakermedia.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.